The explosion could be seen in the sky above Earth, and a concern over falling debris was soon the hot topic of conversation in every media outlet on the planet. The Universal Space Station was busier than ever, with the development of the 12 passenger ships that will be used for the deep space mission that the Aeon has recently dubbed the Pilgrim Mission. The space station can be seen on most clear nights as a shining star amongst hundreds of other stars in the nighttime sky, and it's generally disregarded as just another light amongst many others. But nowadays, with the constant buzz of activity and a constant flow of shuttles transporting materials up to the station, it has drawn a great deal more attention. Every amateur astronaut with a telescope kept the station under constant surveillance, keeping track of the slow but steady construction of the behemoth passenger ships. As a result, when an explosion brightened the night sky, there were thousands of eyes watching to catch the event live. It was brief but intense, clearly indicating a significant disaster. The next morning, every eye was turned into the Dirk Mentes show, as he arranged an interview with the leader in interplanetary ship design, who was explaining his theory on what had taken place at the space station the night before. Hi, I'm Dirk Mentes, and today we are speaking with Professor Massini, one of the leading theorists on intersystem space travel and lead contributor to the Pilgrim mission. Thanks for meeting us today, Professor. Can you tell us what happened at the space station last night?
Thank you, Dirk, but I need to correct you on one crucial point. The explosion we saw transpired on the far side behind the station and did not occur on the station itself. It appears that an experimental engine design was being tested, and fortunately it was not docked to the space station at the time. If it had, it would have ripped an entire wing off the station, and we would be instead talking about a major catastrophe and loss of life right now. As it is, the casualties should be minimal, and the actual cost will be from lost time and materials.
Do you have any ideas on what could have caused the explosion like this, Professor?
Well, I have been removed from the project for some time now. However, I would speculate it had more to do with the new engine design not being compatible with the current fuel sources that are still experimented with.